You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, if you're listening on audio only, I highly encourage you to hop over to YouTube or just like save. If you can't hop over to YouTube right now, save this episode for later when you're cozy and comfy and you can turn on YouTube with your cat if you have one, or without your cat if you don't.
I'm going to get a cat, by the way.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Hi, my love.
Ew. You look disgusting.
That's rude. That is so rude.
You look. Hey, you look great.
Thank you. And so do you. I love the glasses.
How do you feel?
I feel great. Shayna, killed as usual.
As usual. Whoa. Wait. So.
Yes.
What part of your face is still your skin? And keep that tongue in your mouth. And what part of your face is...
Can you see my lips? Yeah, my bottom lip. This is mine.
That's yours?
All natural. This one is gone. Top lip, not mine.
That's a
ears are mine.
Ears are yours. And yeah. Everything else is you know Dr. who's.
Dr. Miami.
Those who... Yeah. He who must not be
must
named.
Not be named.
Yeah. Wow, you look hot.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, your wand is thick.
No. Yeah, my wand is thick.
Oh.
But you know that our wands... are made with the same material, and we're the only two wands that are made with that material. I forget the specific. I think it's the feather of the same bird or something. Or it might be something different than that, but we're the only two that have that.
That's cute.
Yeah. And you can't exist without me.
You can't exist without all the context that you live in and what came before you.
And the coconut tree.
Without the coconut tree.
Exactly.
Without the coconut tree. Which might be what our wands are made out of, we would not be here.
Amen,
to
brother.
That.
Wow, I'm addicted to looking at you.
Really?
I know. It's different than the count.
In a good or bad way, creepy wise.
It's just different.
Yeah.
Like
you just got a hinge match.
You're kidding.
Oh my gosh. Who's it gonna be? It's gonna be someone that looks like me in this makeup.
Let's see. Oh, I'm so excited. They're probably so hot. It was Marco.
Polo.
So was Marco it? Is having some sort of rash.
Me and him both.
Rash in the chest region that's exposed in the first image. So let's put him away for now.
Oh my gosh.
Revisit. Well. Ew, you're not ew, I'm sorry. Your laugh is like your lip is curling in. You need a lip flip. Ew, stop laughing.
Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We're so excited to have you back. Me and Brooke, like, we're kind of just, we were feeling the magic.
Yeah.
I got the magic in me. Every time we touch our tips,
okay,
it turns into gold. Everybody knows I've got the magic. That's a Disney Channel original song.
No, it's not.
It isn't. So no.
It's actually not, but I completely respect and understand where you're coming from, and that's giving the same energy as Trisha Paytas saying Darren Criss is the original artist of Teenage Dream, which he is. So it's the same kind of thing. So yes, it's a Disney Channel original piece.
And you know who we have to thank for that?
Allie and AJ? Or Twitches?
Someone Ortega. No, no. Kenny Ortega.
You're thinking, do you believe in magic?
I am.
Yeah, and that's a Disney Channel original that's not a Disney Channel original.
Who sings that?
Is it Allie and AJ?
What, sing it again?
Do you believe in magic? Any young girl's heart. It might not
that
be Allie
isn't
and AJ.
A Disney original either.
No, I'm saying that's not a Disney original, but it's been repurposed. You look nothing like Connor.
I've got the magic in me.
But you're also thinking of Pitch Perfect, maybe. Because that was a TikTok sound for a while.
Oh.
Of Ben Platt. Singing that in Pitch Perfect.
Talk about he who shall not be named.
Why can't he be named?
I don't know. His Ben Platt doesn't roll off the tongue.
I feel like it's such a standard
Platt.
Name.
It's not the Ben of it all. It's the Platt of it all.
Platt.
Platt. It sounds like I'm dropping something like a wet towel.
Like splat.
Splat.
Yeah.
Ben Splat.
Okay.
Ben's flat. Seems like no one's talking about Ben's flat.
It does sometimes feel like no one's talking about how Platt is just Splat without an S. Sometimes it feels that way. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, words. Yeah. Well, welcome back, you guys. If you're not watching on video, I feel sorry for you. Truly, I don't know what you're doing.
I would switch over if possible.
I would switch over immediately, if not sooner.
Yeah.
It would be crazy. And kind of a damn shame.
Oh no! Not this again.
No, 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 no. That
Connor's
was
already
that's
taking
on me.
Hairs out of
that's
his
on
mouth.
Me. That's on me. And it's not hair. I think it's something else entirely. It's wet.
Like what?
It's a Ben's flat on my upper lip.
Okay.
Ben's flat all over my upper lip.
I wonder how. Probably CGI.
What?
Because like the Voldemort, like in the movies, he like he just has holes.
I don't.
You just
I can't
have holes, but
my...
there's. You can tell like there's a nose at your core.
On my face.
Oh my god. Yeah, like you look exactly like Voldemort, but like I know that you are a person with a nose playing Voldemort in the movie. That looks like a monster. So I guess it's CGI.
I so badly need to stop you right now and do something that I've been wanting to do since I put on my cloak.
Okay.
I think I kind of have to move the table too.
Okay. Is it I is it a movement?
That's it. I had to what were you saying about CGI?
It's not important at all after that. Yeah. Thank you.
What did that look good?
Like very hot.
I got Megan knees.
Megan knees?
Megan knees.
Megan knees?
I can't enunciate any further than that. Oh my God, I'm having a stroke. My heartbeat is a little bit delayed.
What is it? It's very clear, like the other costumes that you've worn, like what specifically is ailing you?
Oh,
you know, well, what is it specifically that's uncomfortable for you right now?
Nothing's uncomfortable at all.
Okay.
Obviously, we would all love to have nostrils to breathe out of.
Yeah.
But sometimes
you can't breathe out of your nose at all.
No, and I'm not a mouth breather.
Really?
That's one thing about me. I do not breathe out of my mouth ever.
I fear I might be a mouth breather.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I get ads every single day. Like every other ad on my TikTok is for mouth tape. Do you get those?
Yeah, I would I would suffocate.
It just seems, I think I've talked to
I don't trust just, people who can breathe out of their nose well.
I like pride myself on breathing out of my nose. My God,
you don't have any type of deviation in the septum?
Not yet.
And you know I had mine fixed too.
Yes. What is a deviated septum?
I think it's just like the septum is, you know, the septum piercing.
Like the bridge
thing,
between your
the
nose
in the middle.
Your nostrils.
It's when that's like tilted, so it's hard to breathe.
I'm gonna ask it. We're all thinking it.
But I don't think I had one until after I got my nose done. I think I was gifted.
Postpartum.
I think I was gifted one postpartum.
Okay.
Yeah. Which was sweet.
Yeah. I have a question.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
I'm melting. Why two?
Two nostrils?
Yeah. Why not just one big hole?
No, it's a good question.
Sorry.
That could be said of anything. Why not one eye?
Why not
Why
one
not one
eye?
Ear? That's just how the cookie was crumbled.
Two nostrils seems like overkill to me.
I don't see any difference between two nostrils and two eyes.
Well, because you're right, I guess. Well, two eyes is like you need to see if there's a predator coming over here or over here.
Sure. Then in that case, we should also have eyes in the back of our head.
Well, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah.
This isn't Sims, you know? You can't build your... You can't put your eyes... You can't willy-nilly put your eyes all over the place.
Yeah.
But your nostrils, I beg to differ.
Why 10 fingers?
That one I don't know.
Right. It's just what we were given.
So true. I just don't get why. Like if my middle of my nose one day just like collapse, like why is that the end of the world? Just open
it's
it
not
up.
People have one nostril from too much coke. Oh. Cane.
Yeah. But why you could just that's a deviated septum though. I've heard of those.
That's a disappearing septum.
Your septum's gone. What is a septum?
I just said.
The middle part of your nose.
Yeah.
I just say.
I've seen on TikTok a woman with just a hole.
Just a hole.
Yeah.
I think that like it would be like the Berlin Wall. Like someone in my right nostril was like, push it over. Break down the middle barrier. We want to go to the left nostril. We want to live over there. Grass is always greener, right nostril.
Maybe that's how. Never mind. This is so disgusting what I was about to say.
Oh, imagine the boogers if
in I was
one big hole.
I was imagining like the Mucinex creatures
pushing.
Fighting in your nose. Yeah.
Well, that's why there's the wall. They built the wall in my nose and in your nose as well.
Yeah.
We're nothing except at our core doctors with borders.
What?
There's a border between our nostrils and...
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, let's move on.
Well, before we even move
okay.
on, I know that no one wants to hear about my dreams, but I just want to tell you very quickly.
That's fine.
Okay, very quickly. We always talk about our bad dreams. Like, I've had a couple good dreams recently. And why not tell people? I keep having dreams, and this is a recurring thing for me, where I make like the most perfect area to swim. In my dream, it's like a perfect swimming hole. Like I'm on the coast, or I'm in the woods, and I found a perfect water hole. There's like a waterfall, and it's connected to a river, and it's just clear, blue, you know, like, and there's some critters in it. I'm gonna see some critters,
obviously,
and I can swim, and like, or like I'll be in an Italy, an Italian type landscape, and then the water is just gorgeous, and it's lapping up against stone, which I love.
Wow,
and I. Never actually go swimming because something bad does end up happening.
It's about the journey, not but the destination.
I do want to say, like, I'm creating these gorgeous landscapes and swimming holes in my mind, and that's good. Kiss your brain.
Yeah.
I don't like that I never actually make it swimming. You know that I'm having modern nightmares too, where the trip is ending and I'm like, oh my God, all I did was like take TikToks and pictures the whole time.
That's a perfect opportunity if you're having like dreams of swimming holes to hack the mainframe and lucid dream. You really should start reminding yourself
right now.
Just
get in the water. Yeah.
Start reminding yourself right now. Start talking about it. Start counting your fingers. you're going to lucid dream tonight. You're going to lucid dream tonight. You're going to lucid dream tonight. And then you'll be able to swim if you control your own destiny.
I could go swimming IRL, though, as well.
It's not as fun.
It's not. No, because it's not these perfect swimming holes.
I will never forget the one lucid dream I had. And I was like probably 5 years old.
Lucid dream is in your controlling your dream as you're sleeping?
Fully in control. And I was flying through Jungle Gym.
Wow.
It was incredible.
And you were like, actually, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to take the monkey bars.
I could literally go any way I wanted.
Wow.
It was like a Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing, too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
That's similar to my...
awesome.
It's similar to my watering hole dream.
No, it is.
Yeah.
You just... And I've never... And I've tried... I really think that was probably 25 years ago. No, that doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
20 years ago. No. 25 years ago, Connor. I can say that. That's foul that I can say 25 years ago and be talking about somebody with a consciousness. But yeah, and I have tried. I think about lucid dreaming multiple times a day to try to get back to that space, and I can't, and I never have been able to.
I read something that you, if you like want to dream about a person, and I didn't look this up, it came across my desk. You can just say their name like 8 or 9 times before you go
to sleep. Let's start using that instead of for you, Paige. Came across my desk.
It came across my desk.
Yeah. Sorry, continue.
Well, if you look at their picture and say their name like 8 times, then they will appear in your dreams. I'll try it tonight. I'll report back.
What's the theory on...
Brooke is Harry Potter. Brooke is Harry Potter. Brooke is Harry Potter. Oh.
What's the theory on that if someone... Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Like, if someone dreams of you, if you dream of someone, then do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's something behind that.
If you
dream of someone, then they're thinking. What is it?
Yeah, if you dream of someone, they're thinking of you.
Yeah. There's like literally
that
no
sounds
way
like
that,
someone
that,
who's like a narcissist.
Yeah,
they must be thinking of me.
Yeah, because there's no way that Matthew Gray Gubler is sitting there thinking.
There's like
of me.
I don't. You keep saying that. I don't think that's totally out of the realm of reality.
Well, I've had dreams about so many people that would just never in a million years know I exist. So just
I don't know.
It debunks that theory.
This podcast reaches as far as the eye can see.
First of all, no. Second of all, before the podcast.
The podcast was and is and will always be.
The podcast existed before it existed, Alice Schrodinger's podcast.
Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Allah Schrod.
Yeah.
A la chode. A la mode.
You see my nails?
Yeah, they're gorgeous and they're almond shaped.
They're not.
Too bad you don't have one big nostril to pick at. Just you have two.
Connor, these are too much.
Yeah, those are large.
They're not mine. They're not my biological nails.
They're acrylics?
They're not.
Lady Efron has acrylics?
Kinda. They're called Gel X. What had happened was I had bitten my nails down to the stubs.
Yeah.
And so I went to get them fixed and she was like, we need to make them longer. And I was like, it's fine. And she was like, it's not fine.
It's literally, you have
she's
to
like,
get.
It's not fine. I'm just going to make them longer for $30 more. It's nothing. And I was like, okay. And so she made them really long. And I was like, can you cut them a little bit? And she was like, this is fine. And so now here I am. And it's unpleasant to.
You're just not used to it.
To put in your nose or ear.
Oh.
Or anywhere. Yeah, I'm not used to it. And I don't think I will be.
Oof. Must be fun to type, though.
It's not. I can't do it.
Type?
Yeah. You have to figure out how to, like, type with just the pads of your fingers.
Oh, Lord.
With no nail.
Yeah. Sheesh.
Yeah, which is really hard.
That's hard.
Yeah. Remember my butterfly toes?
Yeah, I miss them.
I do, too.
You know what I was going to say about the Jungle Gym and Chuck E. Cheese? Did you guys ever hear about... I will forever think about the fact that, like, there's some, like, rumor. It may have been in Texas. I don't know what. Like, everyone obviously always said the ball pit was dirty, right? The ball pit at
I do believe them there.
Like, for what reason is it dirty?
Think about a bathtub.
It's not
but
wet.
Think about
it's
that
not
it's
wet, though.
Well, like, germs can stick to dry things, too.
I know, like, don't lick it, you know?
Think
don't
about
lick the balls.
The population that's entering the ball pit.
So wrong with the ball pit. The ball pit is my dream.
It's just like there are so many sticky children who have been picking their nose, and adults too, maybe. that have been picking their nose and licking their fingers, and I'm sure they're licking the balls and dirt all over themselves, and there's hundreds of them in the ball pit per day.
Well, I've got this itch that can't be scratched.
You want my wand?
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that actually is helping.
Yeah, I bet. You keep it. Keep it. Keep it.
No, there was a rumor in Texas. I don't know if it was everywhere that like there was a snake in the ball pit.
Wouldn't you say the ball pit?
In the ball pit.
Was there one ball pit in Texas?
It was like at McDonald's or Burger King yeah. or something.
Okay.
But there was
that ball pit.
That is the one. And a snake was in it and like laid eggs in someone's brain somehow. And like, I don't really understand.
That seems like maybe an old wives tale.
Yeah, it totally is now that I said it out loud. Because like my parents definitely just didn't want me to go in the ball pit.
Oh, your parents were telling you that?
Everyone's parents were telling them that. Yeah. It was like very akin to there's razor blades in everyone's tootsie rolls.
Do you feel like you're going to fearmonger your kids like that?
Yep. I fearmonger other people's kids.
That's different. Are you going to fearmonger your kids?
Like, you shouldn't bug me while I'm sitting on the couch watching The Bachelorette because something bad is going to happen so bad. I haven't decided what it is yet, though, you know?
Yeah.
What'd you say? What was your question?
I said, are you going to fearmonger your kids?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I just don't know how yet.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to.
You're just going to be totally brutally honest?
I think so.
Lying? It's okay to
lie. But sometimes, like, there is honesty in fear-mongering. Consequences are real. I just don't think I'm going to tell them. Like, for example, my dad always told me that Mrs. McGillicuddy was going to come get me.
Right.
Who, horrible woman.
Yeah.
By the way, would take me away. I don't think I'm going to tell my kids that Mrs. McGillicuddy's coming. Okay. But I might tell them the natural consequences of their actions.
Right. The pig lion doesn't exist, but right. It's a fun story.
I'm not doing like, oh, this person is going to come get you and take you in the middle of the night if you're bad.
I don't know how things work.
But I will maybe do.
Look how you turned out.
What?
Look how you turned out.
Exactly. That's why I'm not doing it.
When did you realize Mrs. McGillicuddy was not
way too late? Way too late.
I think that's so funny to be like, wait, hold up. Mrs. McGillicuddy is like not coming.
Well, I think I actually realized Mrs. McGillicuddy around this. When I learned Santa wasn't real, because they were the same to me. They were the same type of entities.
Well, Santa doesn't. Santa should scare people. I've always
because
said
he's
that.
Breaking in your house and stuff.
He's coming into your house at night. He's dropping stuff off, but like you can't really do that anymore. TSA tells you all the time, like. If you see an unaccompanied package and it's not yours, like see something, say something.
I don't know if there's TSA on the reindeer.
He's in the sky. It's federal aviation laws. He really should be being watched, I would say.
When you get on a private plane, is there any type of TSA? So then then Santa has a private sled, I would assume.
Well, you still have to abide by federal aviation laws. Like you're in airspace.
Right, but that has nothing to do with his packages.
It's true. It's exactly right. You can bring whatever you want into the sky.
Yeah, if you're Santa or on a private plane.
There are two exceptions to federal aviation laws.
I don't think packages have anything to do with federal aviation laws.
You're right. Well, then what are they? Who's regulating them? TSA?
Yes.
What does TSA stand for?
Do not tell me I know. Something. Safety?
No.
Administration?
Yes. Not safety, though.
Security.
Security.
Security administration. Task force?
I don't know. Totally security administration.
Timely?
Totally.
Transportation security administration.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. That would exactly. include packages, yeah. I would say.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I have so much to cover. Let's get into it.
I'd like to.
Maybe we could do some pop culture to start this time because we never do that.
I agree.
Okay.
And I do really want to get your reaction on
Trump getting shot.
Ear, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy, huh?
Crazy.
Where were you when it happened?
I was at the beach. I was at the beach with my parents. I was like, there's no way.
There's no way. I was like, there's no way.
Well, because all it said, like, Trump got shot. And then I was like, no, there's no way. And then you checked Twitter.
He got shot.
He got shot in the damn ear, in the gay ear.
He got shot in the gay ear?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did someone tell him?
Me. I have been telling everyone. Biden is bisexual and Trump
and
is.
And Trump got shot in the gay ear.
Yeah. And he got a phone call from Biden too. Never in all, oh my days. That is not how you bandage a shot through ear. That's not how you bandage really anything.
I don't know how to bandage a shot through ear, but.
He looks like a roasted ham at his profile. Like a sweaty roasted ham.
Yeah, it's not a good profile image of him. And I'm not sure if there would be a way to get one right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to say one thing.
Say it.
The woman who tweeted me and said, you actually are being ableist to Biden because he has a stutter, tweeted also, I wish they would have shot Trump in the head. So like, it's like, okay, that feels.
People draw their own lines. People draw their own lines.
Hey, do not make fun of Biden's stutter. Also, they should have shot him in the head. Okay.
I get it.
Totally, girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay.
Now, that was a really interesting situation.
Totally. Well said.
Someone did die.
Yes. Obviously, which, very like, serious. Yeah. Gun violence is not ever okay.
Should be addressed. It blows my mind, speaking of drawing lines, how people are like, Trump has been blessed. He obviously is a guardian angel, and they're forgetting that the bullet like went through him and like into someone else.
Yeah.
So it's like, hello, keep watching. The video's not over yet, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, that's very true, Connor.
Yes. We have to move on, I think, because there's nothing that can be said that hasn't already been said. And I don't think we're the people to continue.
Mm-hmm.
I also have mold in my apartment, so it could be. I sent Izzy the grossest picture of my life last night. I'm not even going to talk about it on
was
the podcast.
Was it mold?
It was not.
What was it?
It was something
worse.
Was it
the sludge?
Nope. It was something.
Just tell us what it was.
It was a third. It was a new character unlocked, like, in my apartment.
Who?
And I had to text my landlord at 11:45 and say, this is unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Did she come get the new character?
No, she's out of town.
So is the new character still unlocked in your home?
No, I took care of it, but Jesus Christ.
Well, give us three characters to describe the three adjectives to describe the new character.
Ushy, gushy, mushy. I'm not going to talk about it any further, okay? There's a reason I texted only Ushy, not you.
Why? Because I would tell someone?
No, because like I just don't want you to know about this. It's disgusting. It's out of my control, by the way.
Why does Izzy have privileges?
It has nothing to do. I don't know. For whatever reason, I was like, I have to tell Izzy about this because I want to talk about it on the podcast, but I like don't want to give.
Well, you're
any
not
further.
Talking about it,
Brooke. I can't tell you. I cannot tell you. I could throw up and cry right now.
Okay. Well, speaking of mold, I did something stupid.
Okay.
Which will come as a surprise to no one. And
wait, hang on. Before even
okay,
because I know that this has nothing to do with mold, even though you said speaking
it's not
of mold,
far off.
Someone tweeted the other day and was like. your cape is connected to your
my
platform
cape is stuck
wedge.
In my platform wedge flip flop.
Okay, well I'm glad you got it. Someone tweeting was like, we should say mold every time. That's so mold every time someone tweeted this. Someone tweeted this. This is a tweet. We should say that's.
Where did you read this?
You know what? Can I just read it verbatim from because I liked it and I'm just gonna read it and not mess it up.
It's a tweet.
It's a tweet. Twitter has been. On fire lately.
I'm back into it.
It's been so funny. Okay, someone tweeted saying that's moldy when you like something and going spores when something cool happens, and someone responded and said mold literally destroys lives, but okay. Fuck everyone. Everyone is so fucking annoying. Everyone's got something
to
say.
No, you cannot win.
Mold literally destroys lives, but okay.
But okay. I can hear them.
Yeah.
But okay.
Okay, but go okay. off. But go off,
go
bestie.
Go off, queen.
Go off, bestie.
Yes, bestie, pop off.
Everyone's getting, that's going to, I'm not going to
say that. Hey, girly.
I'm getting in trouble for that one. Self-restraint. Okay, what were you going to say? Speaking of mold.
Speaking of mold, this is more along the lines.
What I learned in boating school today is.
What I learned in boating school today is, this is more along the lines of harmful fumes in the home.
Yes.
You know, I have been wanting to stain my dresser.
Yes.
So I.
How is that going, by the way?
And if, guys, if I'm going to die, don't tell me, because I'd rather not know, and I'd rather it just happen naturally and be surprised.
Right.
I don't want to anticipate it.
No anticipation.
I did stain it.
Good.
I stained it myself.
Yes.
In my room. In my room.
You open windows or fans and stuff? Cool. You're fine.
I had a window open.
Okay, that's
good. I go to sleep that night in the
space. Oh, you went to sleep in the space with the dresser?
I started to, and then I was like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
I feel really, really bad, like off kilter. And then I was like, huh, what could it be? It must be my can.
Yeah, I'm a little bit high.
And I think it was also the can that was preventing me from putting the pieces together, because it obviously reeked. Like, it wasn't like...
Subtle.
It wasn't subtle. It wasn't flying under the radar. It was like,
on.
I was literally like, you could see the fumes.
Yeah.
Like, so after about like 3 hours of laying in my bed, like scrolling through TikTok, high off my can and the fumes, I said, wait a minute. I'm gonna sleep on the couch tonight. Slept on the couch. I'm still off kilter, and that was three nights ago, and I've been sleeping on the couch since.
Oh man, that is not,
so
that's not
I don't
ideal.
Know what's gonna happen. It's anyone's guess. Don't tell me.
No, I think if you're fine now, you're fine. I feel confident.
But I think
that
it's possible that I killed a lot of brain cells.
Yes.
Which, like, got, that's tough. Knowing how many I already had left.
You did
they
poppers
were fine
all night.
Oh, I guess it's kind of the same as doing poppers.
Yeah. You crazy bitch.
Oh my God. It was literally like a constant popper. A constant popper inhalation. It's like I didn't take a break from inhaling poppers. Yeah.
He popped all night.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it's like. That's really bad when you put it that. When you put it through the popper's lens, that's really bad. But my dresser looks ugly too. After all that, it's like black sludge. It's like the black sludge dresser. Yeah. Because I was thinking, okay, stain is paint. So I'm doing 18 coats.
Oh, Lord.
It's black, and then I use some sort of like shiny thing at the end that makes it have that sludge effect. But I ordered pretty knobs.
Good.
So I think that'll tie the sludge piece together.
Hardware can change the vibe.
Hardware will change the sludge.
Any sort of sludge.
Yeah.
We've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's do a little bit of pop culture.
Okay.
I don't think I saved anything. Oh, we can talk. We need to talk about the national anthem.
I saved myself.
Really?
I didn't watch it.
Okay. Are we allowed to play the national anthem, or does Scooter Braun own that too? Are we going to get copyrighted?
My understanding is that this woman took such a unique approach that it's probably not the national anthem that has copyright. It's a different version that's not copyrighted quite yet. But I saw that she's escorting herself to a rehabilitation center.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
So right here, when I'm listening, I'm like, oh.
Oh, wait, I want to hear that proudly.
Oh, that part is bad. Mind.
But early light, what so proudly we hail by the twilight's last gleaming.
Yes.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
No way.
Through the perilous fight.
Everyone seems to be keeping it together more than they did for Fergie.
Well, Fergie's putting a lot of her Fergussie into it.
Right, this almost isn't even like...
He's laughing.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
The bombs burst.
There's no way.
Brooke.
Now, I'm not really familiar with this woman. Are there other circumstances in which she's been able to sing?
Talented.
Really?
She's been nominated for 4 Grammys.
Are people booing?
Are they?
I might have too.
You would?
I don't know what I would have done, but I'm not particularly patriotic or anything, but this does feel like, and I don't like to use this word, disgraceful. It's a big word. This is disgraceful, yeah.
Never in my life did I think Rick was going to say that
someone's really
rendition
bad.
Of the national anthem is disgraceful to our nation.
It literally, I feel like a disgrace.
I feel for her. I do.
Well, she said the only thing she could have said, which was,
I'm not going to bullshit,
y'all. I was completely blacked out, and I'm taking care of it. Thank you.
She's a country artist.
Yeah.
That felt like watching.
I could definitely hear a bit of a country twang there.
That felt like watching someone that's like so visibly wounded crawling across the finish line. She finished the song. If I messed up one time.
Do you think she knew while it was happening what was happening?
She kind of like was feeling herself.
I think she might have been like so drunk that she thought she was good.
She was like this. I don't know if she was even drunk.
Oh, I think.
Because your team stops you. Your team stops you from going out there. I think she might just be a bad singer. She could hit the vibrato. She was hitting that vibrato. But every other note, unfortunately, was a bin splat.
I agree. Like, she did have a bad voice, too.
Yeah.
But I'm not familiar with any of her other stuff.
Never have
but, like,
I.
Surely she has to have somewhat of a good voice to have gotten, what'd you say, 4 Grammy nominations?
4 Grammy nominations. So, like, I would personally be like, I'm so sorry, can I restart? But my friend Logan Crosby just sang at the Dodgers game, the national anthem, and he said, you get 90 seconds. No more, no less. And if you mess up, if you go over or under, I do not know what happens. Mrs. McGillicuddy comes, drags you off by your toenails.
And that's the last thing you want.
Is the last thing you want.
Is the last thing that anybody would want.
But bless her heart. I hope she's enjoying rehab.
I do hope that she gets better soon.
Yeah. I think
she seems that she's on the right path.
She gets better soon.
Yeah.
But.
Damn.
You don't want to. You do not. One crowd you don't want to. Two crowds. One crowd you don't want to mess up. In front of the baseball crowd. I would not want to mess up. I think football. They could take it. Baseball is. America's sport. Do not mess up the national anthem, girl.
Yeah.
They're all Mrs. McGillicuddy.
No, I did feel like that was a disgrace to my country. And I don't really.
Brooke, you could have done better than that.
I agree. No, I genuinely agree. You could have too.
Me? I think I would have sounded very similar.
No, I think you would have sounded better even in your Voldemort.
I can't piece. In the Rockets' red glare. And the Rockets' red glare.
You just have to go start from a lower octave.
And the Rockets.
You don't need to do that accent.
Oh. And the Rockets' red glare.
Yeah, that's better.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Just I'm not going to get nominated for 4 Grammys.
But it's better than her.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm no Ben Splat, but I know my way around a mic.
Question that's a completely different topic if you're ready for it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Glenn Powell?
If I speak, I fear that I'll be attacked. Okay, here's the thing. He went to UT Austin.
That's why I bring something up.
I have a history of really not loving my alma mater.
Okay.
Wait, no. I love my school. I love the people that go there. My people that I'm supposed to look up to from having made it in an industry that I'm a part of. Yeah. I've historically... probably out of jealousy, I assume, not liked. Now, Glenn Powell's smile reminds me of a termite. And that's my God-given right to have that view. And I can't shake it.
Yeah.
He's a very nice man.
He's
talented. That photo?
That sucks that like that's just like the one photo that people keep coming back to. And that will always haunt him.
Yeah. I mean, He must have signed a very, 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 very major contract with like a large production company because he's been in every movie that I've ever seen lately.
Every movie that I've ever seen in my life,
Glenn Powell's been in. There.
Yeah.
And he's been the same age.
And then I'm realizing now that, like, oh, he's always been there. Like, I look back on things that I liked before I knew who Glenn Powell was, and he was in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glenn Powell was, Glenn Powell is, and Glenn Powell will always be.
I completely agree with that.
Talk about Schrodinger's cat. Glenn Powell is Schrodinger's cat.
I know that if you put me in, I say now, like, I'm not affected by the Glenn Powell charm. I don't really get it. I think he seems like a nice guy.
You know what?
I know if you put me in a room with him, I would be completely transfixed.
Soaked.
No, I didn't say soaked. I mean, said transfixed.
I was talking about me.
Have you seen the picture of him in Tristan?
He's massive.
It's all over Twitter.
Yeah, he's massive.
There's this picture of him, like, man spreading his legs out while talking to Tristan, and you can just tell Tristan is captivating him with conversation.
He also, like, because I've talked to Jake about Glenn, and
yeah,
Glenn texts him back right away, answers his FaceTime right away.
Just he, like, really does seem sweet.
Just like such a genuinely good man.
Yeah. See, I love that. It's such a good photo. Image.
He could protect a full-blown family of five underneath his quads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was raining, I'd be like, I'd get my chosen family and I would all crawl underneath his massive glutes.
Yeah.
And we would be dry.
And that's your God-given right.
We would be dry.
Yeah.
From the rain.
But you'd be soaked.
We'd be soaked.
From the quads.
From the quads.
Yeah.
From the quads up, we are soaked.
Yes.
Yes. What are you?
But he's
what
going
your,
back. He's going back to UT.
Yes, he is. He's going to get his degree.
Yeah, in something.
What is he going to get his degree in?
I forget, but it's definitely something.
I feel like,
is it like history?
They've kind of given,
read that to us, Connor.
Okay, Glenn Powell is going to go back to UT Austin to finish his Spanish and Early American History degree. There's no reason to do that at all.
That's my, I'm just like,
he's not, but he's not even going in. He's zooming in for classes. That's the worst thing I could possibly imagine.
But no, he's flying in for proctored exams.
I have to be back for the proctored exams.
But, like, you, I guess you really just have to respect it. I don't get it, but I respect it.
Yeah.
And that's what,
maybe it's
more,
it's,
maybe more people should start trying that.
I see you, I hear you, I don't understand, but I stand with you, Glenn Powell.
Yes.
And your Spanish and early American history degree
journey.
Now,
I mean, the only reason he could be doing that is because there's only two reasons. A, optics. B, genuinely wanting to learn. Because there's no, he's set career-wise.
Yeah.
Like, he's all good.
And what do you need?
I don't see him, like, going to be a Spanish teacher. You know, I don't see that in the cards for him unless I admit I don't know him. That's the thing at the end of the day.
Right.
But
this is all speculation.
This is GWS.
Genuinely.
Goes without saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the more I learn about GP, the more I LH.
Love him.
Yeah.
It is kind of getting hard not to.
I know.
I will say Brisket the dog is a little bit overkill.
That's optics.
But is
Did
it?
Did you see a picture of him and his entire family, by the way?
Yeah, they all look like that one picture.
Yeah, can we pull up Glenn Powell and family? Someone goes, Glenn Powell, that's the one. Someone was like, Glenn Powell and his family, and someone tweeted back and said, we can tell.
I don't understand how his parents look like twins. Do you think it's because,
which
this is actually my theory, I don't know if I've said this
parents?
Before.
Oh, who's the lady right, on the right? And
that's his mom, I would assume.
Who's the lady next to him?
His sister? That's not his mom next to him.
No. See, like, they all look.
Do you think that parents look
ambiguous
alike because you see their child and it's like, oh, that's a blend of them. So you just, like, kind of conflate the two and think, like, the parents look alike, even though what you're seeing is just the mixture of them and the child?
No. I had a thick document come across my desk
you
earlier.
You had a thick one come across?
A thick one came across my desk and I was reading through it. I skimmed, but I was reading through it as well deeply. And I saw that when you are in a relationship longer with someone, you actually start to develop
physical traits that look the same. There's no, how? What's the science behind that?
There's a chance that I'm about to say because of DNA.
There's no, that's not how it works.
I think I made that up, but I feel like I didn't.
What did the document say?
that they've started developing the same DNA. And I did not make
that
up.
That's not at all the case.
I did not make that up. That's like an insane thing for me to say because I didn't agree with it as I was saying it.
It's just not. I know nothing about how DNA works, but I do know that's not how it works.
There are strands and strands and strands, almost endless strands of DNA.
That you're born with.
Yep. In you and in me. DNA is like a physical thing. Isn't that weird? You can like see it. You can pull it out and tie your shoestrings with it.
It is a physical thing that you could see. I don't think you could tie your shoestrings with it.
If it was more thick, you could.
Why no more thick?
Why no more thick DNA? The woke left is
What's the woke left doing?
They're making DNA more and more thin, so you can't tie your shoes strings with it any longer.
Damn.
Yep.
That pesky That's... woke left.
Thanks, Biden administration.
I'm like, it's sad because like I am scared to say anything, but there really is like so much.
What?
There's so much good material about Trump and Biden, etc.
Yeah.
But I like have to abstain just because I'm too much of a puss.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay to not say things due to your safety.
Like obviously, like it would be so nice to be able to freely speak about Trump getting shot in the ear. But I'm too spooked.
That's fine.
About not only the woke left. What? How do you? Would you describe the right?
The sleepy right.
No, woke left and
the alt right.
Yeah, and the alt right.
We're just making up. We just make words up. We make words up to describe things.
So I don't think you can't. I can't give you my unfiltered political takes. No matter how much you guys have been dying for them,
everyone has been asking.
All I can say is that Jack Schlossberg has my vote. And he's the ticket.
Well, he also just got a promotion. He is the political correspondent for Vogue.
When I was high off my popper fumes, was doing a deep dive on the Kennedys, but also on the Reagan assassination attempt in relation to the Jodie Foster stalker, which is so interesting. And it made me feel better about myself in a way, even though that's probably not the way I should be thinking. Like, yeah, I'm a little bit deranged when it comes to like being obsessed with celebrities, but at least I'm not doing all that.
Right. And that circles back to my favorite thing to say. Comparison is the thief of joy. Unless you compare yourself to someone that's worse than you.
Yes.
Then it is the giver of joy.
Yeah. That's sometimes you need to compare yourself to the young man, to that young man.
Yes. Exactly correct.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to joke about a shooter, but he looks like a lot of other shooters. He did. He just looked like a shooter.
Yeah.
That is just purely observational, and I can move directly forward from that.
Let's do it.
With almost no repercussions.
Let's do
that. We can move right along.
Let's just do it.
I am itchy all over my body. I hope I'm not having a reaction live on the pod.
Is there pain in other places of your body?
I am completely painted.
Be for real for 1 second.
No, there's no pain except on my hands. And I guess I could have gone a little further because I'm showing. My weenus is showing.
Don't be afraid to show your weenus. I miss that being the fucking funniest thing that like could ever be.
Bring back
said.
Bring back weenus.
I still think it's funny.
Justice for weenus. Is weenus real?
I think it was like a slang for epididymis. Or is it epidermis?
No, epidermis is skin.
That's what I'm saying.
Weenus is like your elbow.
Then what's epididymis? I think meaning epidermis.
Oh, geez. I thought I couldn't feel my elbow, but it was because I had my cloak over it. Weenus. Weenus is a slang term for the loose or excess skin at the elbow joint.
Yeah, I don't
know. So like epididymis slang. Wasn't wrong.
No, then what's epididymis?
Weenus,
is that a Greek god?
Serena and Weenus Williams.
Nice. Good one. Bring
that
Weenus
was a
jokes.
Serve.
Okay. What is it, Izzy?
Are these balls? Wait, what the fuck is this? Epididymis is a medical condition that causes inflammation of the epididymis, a tube that connects the testicle to the vas DeFerns.
Which I knew.
It's usually caused by a bacterial infection such as a urinary tract infection or an STI like gonorrhea or chlamydia. Other causes include bacteria that lead to gastroenteritis like E. coli, especially in older people, or those who have insertive anal sex. Questions?
Do you know a little bit off topic, but on the topic of balls?
Yeah.
That you can get your balls twisted?
Do I know?
Together? I just learned that.
Yes. I've done it on this podcast. We have footage.
No.
Oh.
In a much more serious hospitalization level way.
I have heard that. Don't get your balls in a knot. That's funny. That's a new one. We should say that.
But it's really like you could literally lose your balls.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Because it like cuts off airflow or something. My understanding is it just like kind of like happens like appendicitis.
Well, it can happen like an organ twisting because it is an organ, I think.
Do other organs get twisted?
You can get like your intestines can get twisted. Yeah. Like they can get like twisted. There's no other way to put it. That's a medical term. I'm pretty sure they get twisted.
But aren't you born like with twisted intestines?
You can get twisted within the womb. Speaking of getting twisted inside the womb, I went to
Let me think what you're about to say.
Yes.
What could that possibly be a lead up to?
It's pretty much exactly correct. Like it's not even like a leap.
Does it have something to do with Jack Martin?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Yes, it does.
What?
Yesterday I went to an event that Jack Martin was at and there was a DJ. She was bumping tunes and she was pregnant as fuck. And she was very close to the speaker and I'm like, talk about a baby getting its organs twisted. That baby was playing Twister. That baby was breakdancing against its will. She was literally spinning tracks.
Oh my God,
I would be
so miserable if my mom was taking me to a rave.
It was a classy party, but it was very much, there was tunes playing.
But you don't know what kind of party you're at.
That's true.
If you're in the womb. That's All true. You know is the music playing.
Yep. Jack Martin was there.
That's nice.
I waved at him because I knew no one there.
Sure.
I waved and then I thought he was looking at me, so I was continuing to wave. And then he walked up to Chase Stokes.
Oh, you were wondering if you would see Chase again.
I did. Just pleasantries. I said, hello. He said, hello.
That's nice.
Yeah. It was very nice. It was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I randomly ran into my friend, my neighbor from growing up, her dad. And his fiance were at a table at Nobu in Malibu.
Were you at Nobu?
Next door.
Oh.
Oh my God, my nose.
Do you have to sneeze?
No, I have to itch it.
You need my nails?
I don't think this is a job.
They literally
those.
Will go too far.
What's the best time to buy a flight? Because I'll tell you when it's not.
2 seconds.
A day before.
Yeah, the day before.
I feel like an idiot dumbass. I'm leaving after this podcast.
Where are you going?
To New York.
Why? That's so exciting.
I'm so excited.
Talk,
for something
talk
that
to
I can't,
me about
I
it.
Can't say any part of the okay. reason I'm going, which is so sad. I'm not someone that'd be like, stay tuned.
Is it like a good thing?
Yes. No, I'm going to court.
And is it something that we'll see?
Yes.
Like it will be a tangible like thing.
One is not.
But will we find out about it?
But yes, if I can get clearance.
Security clearance?
Genuinely, yes.
I'm not kidding. I almost just threw up on camera.
I heard. I think we all heard. What's going on?
I stuck my toothbrush too far down my throat this morning, and I haven't been okay since.
You're having like lingering gag?
Really bad, like something. Like
holy
acid
moly.
Reflux via gag. Reflex.
Oof, that was nerve-wracking because I was it's sounded like,
yeah, imagine how I feel.
I can because I do that every episode.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my God, you should see what's happening when you breathe out. It's creating pockets of look at the camera. You look like you have gills.
I've got magic in me.
How long will you be in New York?
Just until Monday.
Fun.
Yeah, I've got to go see to some things.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take 2 Benadryl. I think I need to get like a genuine prescription. Like I need to stop like fucking around and making myself tired
Why
enough
can't
to pass
out. Why can't
you
just take melatonin?
Because melatonin gives me nightmares. I told
Does
you.
Does it bother? Do nightmares bother you that much?
Yeah. Like, because they're so weird.
I'd rather be asleep with a nightmare than not asleep.
And panicking?
And awake.
Oh. No, I had a dream. Usher was trying to kill me and then my family as well. And I think he killed my sister.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Usher killed my sister. He entered my home without me knowing. I could hear his footsteps. I knew it was Usher right away.
Just by the sound of his feet?
Yeah. Why? Oh my God, that means he was thinking about me.
Exactly.
When he was killing my family, butchering them to pieces.
Oof. I'm sorry. Maybe if I was having those dreams, I wouldn't.
They're brutal, Brooke.
No, Connor, you have got to try the Lemmy sleep.
Lemmy everything. Except I do want to say I've already warned everyone on this podcast, I think the Lemmy de-bloat just means like you're going to fart for like a long time. So definitely like take it when you're
That's
not.
That's working.
It does work, but like obviously what's in you is like a lot of gas. So it like expels that. In a way that feels good, yes, but you can't do it. Like Anna's, don't go on a flight. Don't take the D-bloat and then go on a 6-hour flight.
Oh my God, you know Baked by Melissa?
Yes.
I saw her making a sandwich for her nephew for his flight. Connor, 2 halves of a bagel.
I like where you're going with this.
No, you're not gonna. One side egg salad, one side tuna salad, mush them together for the plane. I love those two things. I thought that was sinister.
Baked by Melissa. Count your fucking days, sister.
And that's everything. Jail time. Obviously, I needed to eat it, but not on the plane. Does she know like that's going to get her more engagement?
Yeah, I do. But for this specific instance, I want to act like she doesn't.
It's earnest.
I want to act like she doesn't think that because I think I need to say no. I need to say jail to Baked by Melissa.
Oh, you're
I need
her
to say
jail?
Melissa, what's wrong with you?
I almost think that if I was sitting next to someone who was eating a bagel composed of not only egg salad but tuna salad as well, I would almost be like props to you. Like you literally sinned so far that it's like you're almost doing something right. Because you went so far over the edge that you're coming back.
I don't think that there's like a parabolic effect on the tuna.
There's just
and
something
egg
about
salad
someone like
combo.
Not giving a shit at the level of eating tuna x egg salad combo platter on a plane that I can.
Why would
almost
you,
respect? I don't know. I'd have to be in the situation. I'd have to be sitting on that plane to see how I'd really feel.
Why would you want to combine eggs with fish though? That's when you lose me. Like, that's the big reason you lose me.
They do that in sushi all the time. Like
eggs?
Like those little eggs that are outside of the rolls.
Caviar?
Yeah, the roe.
Fish eggs.
Yeah, fish eggs and the fit. Oh, yeah.
Chicken. And chicken of the sea.
No, but then they have those. Well, I guess they don't mix it with the fish because they have that like egg sushi that you can eat.
You don't mix
fish,
eggs with fish.
But you don't eat it in the same
crime.
Bite.
I'm not even one of those
yes,
people.
You do. I guess you don't.
You don't.
I'm just thinking like I would eat a bagel that's one half egg salad and one half lox. But like one bite after the other, like Cookie Monster.
Yeah. I'd go up and like at a conference, you know, I'd be like, I'll take a lox.
Bite
bagel,
after
sure.
bite.
And
but
then,
yeah,
like,
I don't
I
know
like,
about the same bite, but I do think I'd like it.
No, that's okay to like it. There's just like a reason why you can't think of an instance when you would mix eggs with fish. And like,
yeah.
And that's okay if someone comments and is like, yes, we do.
I've got it.
Yeah, we do in Indiana. We eat that all the time. I'm like, that's great.
Connor,
that's so great. But I'm not even saying it's bad. I'm just saying like, you could go to hell. You know?
A niçoise salad.
What? Brooke.
A niçoise salad.
Brooke, let me, what?
That's like a French salad that has hard boiled egg and tuna.
It's very
popular, like in America too.
Has it come across my desk?
It's come across my desk many times.
In Isla.
And it's not me being like weird.
What kind of fish is that?
Tuna.
Okay, well, that looks good.
It is good. And it makes sense when you look at it and you take a step back and crunch the numbers.
It's more sense here.
So really, what is the difference between a niçoise salad and a bagel with tuna and eggs?
Like presentation, I guess, which is so important in food.
But coming from the king of slop.
I know. It's different. Like if I got the bowl of slop that I make myself at my house from a restaurant, I'd be like, you have to take this back. This is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But now when I know what's in my slop, I'm like, that's great. This is delicious.
Yeah.
Give me about 14 more.
Yeah.
This is spectacular.
I love that sound.
Me too.
Spectacular. Wait, you know that sound that I really love? That I actually want to learn this line by line.
What is it?
Let me get it. I have to go to my desk.
Okay. Yeah. Go figure out where.
Let me go to my desk for a second.
For those documents. Those documents. What's my name?
It's that person who is saying that his stepmother. I'm not sure if they're pronouns.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe I'll look in what I sent to you.
We moved to Long Island. My dad owns a butcher shop.
Yeah, that person.
Mother, she's in jail.
This.
My father gets a job at the Palm restaurant. My uncle Junior works there, who is a Jehovah's Witness, believe it or not. He went from Catholic to Jehovah. So basically, my grandmother wanted us all to switch from Catholic to Jehovah. You know, meanwhile, we're from Harlem. My father's doing coke. You know, my mother thinks she's Aunt Margaret. She's teasing the hair with a bottle of vodka. You know, so dysfunctional, cross-addicted family, still cooking pasta on Sundays.
And it's like any caption makes me laugh. Me in the back of the Uber after a night of 10 vodka Red Bulls. Like any, it's like the Jeremy Strong meme account.
Yeah.
It's like anything
that one I love.
That person will get me good.
I can't remember what their name is, but.
I don't either. I never knew.
That always worries me with people's names because they're like, it's pronounced. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want me to do about it? Like I can't read. Barely. Like my mom, everyone always calls her Tawny. And she's like, it's Tony. I'm like, Mom, how would they know that? Tawny, T-O-N-I.
No, I'm on her side. Why would it be Tawny?
No, I agree. But a lot of times I'm like, how would I know that? How would I know that? I met someone spelled C-H-A-S-E, Chase. And it was Chaz.
Well, that's like on Chaz then.
Change your name. Change the spelling of it.
I feel like if your name is spelled C-H-A-S-E and somebody calls you Chase, you can't get upset legally.
People do, Brooke. People do. Mold kills a lot of people, but okay.
But okay, go off, bestie. That's the title of this episode.
Wait, yeah. Wait, what is it?
Mold kills a lot of people, but okay.
Oh, but okay. Can we just stoop? But okay. Oh, can we do the whole thing?
Mold kills a lot of people, but okay.
We're going to get sued by the person that was like
by
trying
big mold?
To. My landlord's going to sue us.
Oh, wait. What was in your apartment?
I can't tell you.
Can we do 20 questions?
I'll tell you. I'll show you.
Okay.
Brooke, you have to promise me like you're not going to start
gonna
acting
react.
Different.
I'm not going to react.
No. You can react.
Okay.
I don't want you to start acting different towards me giving this new information.
You think that is the thing that would make me start acting differently around you?
You're going to feel like, I really think you're going to be like feeling sorry for me. I need you to know that I do think it's funny, but I'm taking care of it. Okay.
Do you think this has something to do with my new apartment?
No, you're just going to like... You're just gonna
not
like,
having this.
You're just gonna like freak out.
Let me see.
Okay.
I'm worried that you feel that I would judge you from this. I'm trying to get to the root.
I just don't want. I don't want you to see
no,
it.
No, just show me. Let me see. Is it that bad?
It's not the worst. No.
It's not the worst.
I think you've probably done worse.
Give it to me. Wait. I need to be able to zoom in. Yeah. But I don't know. I can't understand what that is. What is that? What is it?
Can you read my lips in this chat?
Let's see.
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die, Brooke.
Oh, that's honestly better than what I thought it was.
What did you think?
Can
it
I say
was?
What I thought it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, you can.
a ruptured egg sac.
Like from a spider?
From some sort of creature.
No, thank fuck.
Yeah.
I would be
so it could always be worse.
Like I would break my leash if that was the case.
Yeah. But at least it's just you know what.
Yeah. But I let into my landlord last night. Like for the first time, I was just like, this is unacceptable. Like, fix it.
And what did she say?
I will fix it ASAP.
That's good. Is it still there?
No.
Okay. Then what do you do for that? Spray? Like is...
Let's offline about okay. it. Okay. We can head over to my desk.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I have a lot to say to you.
Okay.
But I need to dive head first. You know what I want to say on Maine?
What?
No, I don't. I'm going to dive. I have an acai bowl waiting for me.
How exciting.
Yeah. I maybe should
and
have
how eat. Different from your from last week's burrito.
Right. Yeah.
It's amazing how much can change in a week.
A lot can change. And you know what? I went to an event last night and I was like, I have work tomorrow. One margarita is fine.
One margarita?
I'm going to open my legs.
And I'll take the check.
One margarita, I'm going to open my legs. Give me two margarita, I'm going to give you some head. Three margarita, I'm going to put it in my puss.
Yeah.
Four margaritas, I'm going to put it in my tush.
Is that the
words? I believe that is the words.
Okay.
That song is by
it's not Cupcake.
I think it's Adele. Is it Adele?
No. Don't be silly.
Oh, yes. Three girls. Casa D, Steve Terrell. I don't know which one is Steve. And that chick, Angel. So shout out to the girls. One of them is managed by my manager. We have the same management.
I think on... you're breaking okay. up.
okay. I think I have some things going across, coming across my desk
okay,
as we speak.
Okay, well, we'll see you in the bonus.
But we will see everyone in the bonus. We'd love to see you there, y'all.
This week on Close Friends.
Your tooth brown.
Why your tooth brown?
Why your tooth brown? I am not physically turned on in any way by that.
You really like that genre of cucks. It's an Uno reverse cuck.
All the girls are talking about hot rodents. We're all the hot birds. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.